He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show number 285, and I am recording actually Wednesday afternoon because tomorrow I have a real busy day and will not be able to make it into the studio. So we have a lot of cool things to talk about. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, of course, welcome. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my email. I got about 7 emails this week of technical questions. People bought phones, people bought new modems and things like that. It's been a crazy week for me, but I promise you guys and gals, I will get back to you within the next day or two, so hang in there and I'll get back to all those questions. Today we have a real interesting gadget. One of the cooler things that I've looked at, it's not real high tech per se, but it is high tech, and what this is it's a high-tech lamp, and it's called the Smart Touch LED Desk Lamp. We'll take a quick peek at it here on camera too, and as you'll see, here it is, and it does some really cool things. And actually, let's get right into the review of this, because it's such a unique device. I'm really happy with it. I just got it yesterday. Let's take a quick look here. This is made by Anntech, A-N-N-T-E-C-H, and this is the basic design of the lamp, as you can see right here. Kind of neat in the sense that, one, it's really well made. It's sturdy. It's not clunky or junky plastic, to say the least. One of the things that I like about it is the ability to turn in any direction. As you can see here, everything kind of is movable and adjustable to pretty much any angle that you want. You can aim this up at the ceiling. You can twist it 360 degrees. It's a very clever, well-made design. What I like about this lamp is the actual LED screen, which kind of looks like a TV set, if you will, and it will go vertical, it will go horizontal, or pretty much at any angle. And again, it's totally adjustable. There's not an angle that you cannot get it at. Now, it's not ultra bright. You got to understand that. It's not going to be like a bulb that's going to blast you in the face and knock your socks off. It just doesn't do that. As you can see here on the page, it does have 3 different light displays. So this is the overall design of it, and they kind of give you a schematic diagram with dimensions if you need that. And there's another look at it, and one of the things here that we'll show you is it has 3 different lights, which is kind of neat. Not 3 different lights, but 3 different color temperatures, Kelvin temperatures. And let's take a look at that right now. So the way you turn this on, as you can see, there's a red button here. It's an LED light, and in the back, what they have here is just a power pack that comes with the device. You're going to plug that in to an electrical outlet, and it's very sleek in design. And once it's plugged in, you will see the little red light indicating that there's power to it. If there's no power, then of course I'll plug this plug out, that LED light will go out. So once it's plugged in, the LED light will show the indicator light that it's red and there's power to it. And then all you're going to do is basically touch that, and you'll see a beautiful display here with 4 colored LEDs. These are all green. This shows an adjustment for if you want to use this as a reading light, if you want to kind of relax and have your cup of tea. This is a dimmer switch. We'll look at that in a minute, and this is your brightness switch. And then over here, I don't know if you can see it, but right here, there's another button. It's not lit, but it's called the sleep mode. And we'll take a look at all these functions right now. So I'm going to basically shine this. We'll shine it this way. Let's go vertical, and we'll put this right into the camera. And right now, I'm going to, as you can see, depress this button. I'm going to turn this down a notch. And I don't know if you can see this, how sensitive the camera is, but there's 1 level of brightness, 2 levels. And I can just hold my hand on this, and make that pretty bright. So the nice thing about this, this is all the way up. And again, you can't really tell because I'm looking into a camera. But if I shine this down on the keys, I'm going to start lowering this, and you'll see that it's totally variable. And it does a great job. There's no flickering or anything at all like that. Now, what I'll do is I'll actually show you. I have this on low as it will get. I'm actually going to show you what the T setting looks like. And you may or may not be able to see that the color of the screen changes. And basically what it's doing is changing the color angstrom, the light temperature of the bulb. And if we actually scroll down here, I believe it delineates exactly what those temperatures are. I don't see it at the... Oh, here we go. It has a cold temperature of 5,500 K to 6,500 K. We'll put this right up on the screen here. So the color temperatures range from 55K to 6,500K. That's cool. The natural light would be 4,300K to 5,300K. And then the warm would be 2,700K to 33K. Now, what these temperatures indicate is just the color shading of the lamp. So if we look at this, I'm going to go to the reed. And you may be able to see a difference between the reed lamp is a little bit whiter, that color, than the if you're kind of a relaxing lamp. And then, of course, we'll go into the sleep mode. And again, you probably can't see anything on the screen, but this kind of has a yellow tint and it's very soft. I can increase the light, but it's going to change the color temperature. So if you want it at sleep, it's kind of a pre-adjusted mode. So it's a very clever lamp. And again, the ability to twist this in any direction that you want. It gives a nice, very nice, soft, evenly lit display with the light. And it's rated at 50,000 hours. It should last for 50,000 hours. I'm pretty pleased with it so far. I thought I might be able to use it as a lamp to actually put on me while I'm talking. So I'm going to aim that up at me right now. And it's really not made for TV, I'll tell you that right now. It will go bright, but that's as bright as it gets. And you can see that my face is getting brighter, not that you want it to be. And now I'm just going to turn it off. And clearly it threw a light on it, but for television it needs to be different color. So you may be able to use it for that, but it's not what it's made for. It's really made for reading at night, reading during the day, working on projects. If you're doing any fine coloring or you have to do a puzzle or chart or graph, something like that, it's excellent for that. Again, the ability for this lamp to be flexible and rotate is awesome. And there's one hidden feature that I actually found. If you go on Amazon, and we'll do that right now, this lamp sells for $55.99, which is very reasonable for this type of lamp, believe me. But what I like about it is a hidden feature that I found. And we'll take a look at this on camera one. But right here, I don't know if you can see that, there's a charging USB charger there, so you actually can plug in and charge your phone. And oddly enough, as I read the description on this on Amazon, it doesn't even point that out. So I actually can plug this in here, and if I want, I can actually charge my phone or whatever it is I want to charge with the USB charging device. They didn't even mention it. I didn't see it on the description of Amazon, and that just makes it all the more clever. And again, there's not an angle that it won't go, and it's very, very, very well made. It's not a piece of junk, so I really enjoy this, and for the price, it's very stylish. I might even get another one. It's that good. So definitely check that out. It's ANNT Smart Touch Dimming and Color Temperature Control LED Desk Lamp Night Light, and you can get this on Amazon for $55.99, and I give it 4.5 stars out of 5, and that's a very high rating from yours truly, the Gadget Professor. So definitely check out that. Now, let's move on to some apps of the day. And actually, this is some news of the day, if you will. And I think a lot of people that watch the show have the Amazon Tap or the Amazon Touch or the regular Jumbo Amazon. I know I have all three, and I use all three. and you call them with different names. They're command words. They're what's called wake-up commands. And now you're actually able to change the wake-up command. You know, you can call it Echo. You can call it Amazon. Now you can call it computer. And just this week or a week or two ago, Amazon recently let you change the name of that. And it's pretty simple to do. You're going to go into your control panel where you have your Echo device, your Amazon Alexa device, and you're just going to go to the drop-down menu and you'll see the name there. Anyway, this article tells you exactly how you do it, how you go into the settings and the wake word, and you can change it to whatever you want. Now, in my case, I have three of these devices, one in my bedroom, one in my kitchen, and one right here in front of me, and I call this one Alexa, and that will turn on and tell me the time, so on and so forth. The one in the kitchen, I had it called Amazon, and every time I said the word Amazon, which was frequent, the thing would turn on. It drove me nuts. So I am going to definitely not use the wake-up command Amazon, and I will change the wake-up command to computer. I don't see why they can't have a mode where you can go in and teach the device what it is you want to use to wake it up. For example, a gadget professor. I don't see why I couldn't use that word to use it as a, quote, wake-up command, a wake word, if you will. But for whatever reason, it's not there yet. Also, while we're talking about this device, the Amazon Echo, it's my understanding that very soon they're going to come up with a an LED screen on the Echo, and that could be kind of neat. I'd love to see, I can't wait to see a device that's all-purpose, that's you know, the tech of my dreams. It would be kind of an Amazon Echo device, tubular, if you will, and have a nice kind of a screen, maybe like this on the front of it, that I can rotate and watch cartoons on or whatever it is I want. But it'd be neat to have a screen that would rotate on the Echo and allow me to watch internet TV or listen to my radio stations or whatever it is that I want. I haven't seen a device yet that will do that, that will let you, that's small, portable, battery operated, and will allow you to listen to radio and watch internet TV and or stream movies on it, that's small and portable. That would be very cool. I thought I would see one at CES. I've been looking for something like that for many, many moons. Have not seen it yet, but I'm sure somewhere on some desk it's around. In any event, let us move on. This is an app I stumbled upon actually a week ago, and I got to tell you, I haven't put this thing down. I love this. There's a free version, which is what, of course, I'm using, and there's also a paid version. And this is called Canva, C-A-N-V-A. This is such a cool piece of software. I wish you could design web pages with it, but if you use any of the social media apps, for example, Instagram, watch. I'm going to go in, and I'm not an artist, believe me, but if I want to go into social media here, this is how it works. It's going to load a bunch of preconceived tablets, if you will, or pages, and I'm just going to pick this one with a teacup. So there it is, and as you saw, I just clicked on it. Now, I don't have to use this image. I can change the image, or I could change the type, and now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into text, and I'm going to add some of my own text, and as you can see here on the left-hand side, I have a variety of different types of typography that I can use, and I'm basically going to just drag and drop this, and again, it's not pretty at the moment, and I can control the size of it like so, and then I can just literally drag and drop wherever I want that. So if I decide that I want this text down there, the design layout's pretty much done for me, and that's it. I now have the ability to go in and just backspace and type what I want. There you go, and I can again take that and drag it all over. So you kind of get the picture here. All the artwork's done for you. The styling is impeccable, and there's thousands of different types of things to choose from. And I also can go in, if I don't want that particular background, I can choose a background and just drag it. And boom, I've changed the background. It's very, very, very easy to use, and it's a lot of fun. If I don't like the blue background and I want to go to kind of a purpley background, again, I'm just going to drag and drop. I love this interface. I would love to see some type of a web design software that would make it this easy. It would be wonderful. But this stuff is really cool, and after you're done, you're able to go up and share this, download, make it public. It's a real blast. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. They do have a paid version. If you can see on the left-hand side here, I have all these backgrounds that are free. If I have the paid version, they're going to give me a ton more. But Like this one's a buck. You know, different images might cost you. There's no more than a dollar here, but on the paid version, you get a lot more interactivity and a lot more things, obviously. But they also have different layouts that you can use, backgrounds, uploads. I'm able to upload my own photographs and use that as the background. So if you like designing things and you just want to beef up your social media or the artwork that you use on any type of social media or presentation, you can easily do that. There's also undos and a variety of other things that you can do. So if you look at this, it has a social media presentations. You can make posters. You can use this for Facebook posts, graphs, just letters, cards, emailer headers. There's not much you can't do with this thing, and it is so simple to use. It's probably one of the best pieces of software, certainly for a web interface, that I've ever seen. It's that good. And again, there's two models of it, a free model and a paid version. And I'm not sure what the paid version costs. Let's take a look. I'm looking at this for the first time, so it's upgrade. I can start my 30-day trial, save your brands and colors, logos, and fonts so that they're always on hand when you need them. Layout creators, create customized templates for your social media postcards, blah, 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 blah. Magically resized design and photos. So if I start, it's okay, so they have a monthly fee at $12 a month. And if you do it yearly, you can save 23%, and it's only $9.95 a month. Call it $10. So it's going to cost you $120 roughly a year to belong to this. I'm not using it that much, but I might try the free trial. I'll tell you that. It's that cool. So definitely check that out. Again, it's called Canva. It's C-A-N-V-A, C-A-N-V-A. This will be in the show notes, so check that out. All right, moving along here. Here's a piece of software. It kind of tags along with that sleep mode of the lamp. Remember on the lamp, the LED lamp that I just had, I showed you it had a sleep mode. Well, there's been a lot of research lately about bright lights when you're waking up in the middle of the night or reading off your tablet, so on and so forth. And I kind of touched on this, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, but I've done a lot more reading on it. And did you ever notice the people are texting at night, these photos that you see, and they have that eerie blue glow? Or you wake up ready to write down your next great idea, but you're blinded. I know I am, by the iPad screen in the middle of the night. I had that happen to me last night. So what you want to do is download this free software. It's f.lux. And what that does is it actually fixes that condition. It makes the color of your computer's display adapt to whatever time of the day or night it is, so it will be warm at night and like sunlight during the day. It's even possible that you're staying up too late because of your computer. You can use Flux because it makes you sleep better, or you can just use it because it makes your computer look better. So download this, but here's the tip. You may or may not notice a big difference on your computer screen, on your desktop screen, but if you have an iPad or an Android device, or even a Linux device or a Mac, certainly on the tablets and on the phones, if you download the app for free here, this will automatically adjust for you, and it works quite well. I just put it on my smartphone. I have an Apple iPhone, and I also put it on my iPad, and it makes a significant difference, particularly at night. You don't notice it too much during the day, but it's free, and I would highly recommend that that you check it out. There's no reason not to. Now, here's some cool software, and I just did this maybe, I don't know, I think it was over last weekend I did it, and I had a blast with this crazy thing. This is called, it's made by Ikaha. And it's map Wi-Fi coverage, and it's basically like it's called Heat Mapper, and it's basically like one of those surreal video movies that you see where they're walking around with these heat guns and infrared displays. That's essentially what it does. If you want to figure out where your Wi-Fi coverage is or is not at your home, like if you're at, you know, think Starbucks is interfering with your Wi-Fi, stop guessing and start seeing. Download Heat Mapper. Heat Mapper is great for homes or in very small offices or for large deployments. This will give you a complete overview, as you could see here in color. You'll see the Wi-Fi coverage on a map. You're going to locate all your access points where the routers are. You'll see that clearly. You'll find all available networks. It supports 802.11n as well as BG. And it works pretty much on any Windows desktop. It's free of charge, and it takes like a minute to install this. It's a blast. So basically what you do is you put this on your laptop, and you walk around, and you're just going to see all the places that are hot or not. And it's particularly good if you have a room that's bad and you have one of these Wi-Fi antennas or an extender. You can see if it increases the coverage or not instantly by using this this heat mapper display. So check this out. It's cool, and they have... you can download a free version. They also have an unlimited version. I'm trying to find the price. They don't put it right up front. Oh, request pricing and ordering information. And that's pretty much for situations where you're trying to make a large deployment of an office building or whatever. But this is very cool stuff, and I think you'll definitely enjoy that. All right, moving along here. This is put out by a company called Ecamm, and it's called PhoneView. They have a try it version, try it for free, and the regular version is $30. But if you are using a Mac, and a lot of you are, and you want to, or you can use it on a PC too, but it's called a different thing. It's called CopyTrans. We'll get to that in a minute. But what this will do is it will allow you to save all your SMS messages, your iMessages, and WhatsApp messages. You can search and view your text plus your pictures, video messages, even when your iPhone isn't connected to the Mac. You can export messages as PDFs. PhoneView automatically backs up your messages whenever your iPhone is detected. iPhone voicemails, call history, and WhatsApp call log is at your fingertips. PhoneView provides full access to your iPhone's voicemail messages and call log. Click to play your messages or send them right from iTunes. And it's also set your media free. You can get access to your entire library. This is kind of neat, of movies and photos. Even photo stream your items and photo sync from iTunes is available. You can download your music, your videos, your podcasts, all from your iOS device with one click and play them on your Mac speakers. This also works great with the iPad and the iTouch, and this gives you some examples of what it will do. Very, very easy to use, and it works quite well. And if you really want to save and archive everything that's on your phone, this may indeed be the software that you'd want to try. Now, here's a piece of software that comes in very handy, especially when you don't know where it is and you want to use it. It's called Get Folder Size, only available for Windows, but what this will do is it will, it's free, and it will tell you what folders are eating up all your space on your PC very rapidly. And this freeware is available for both private and commercial use, but it's your desk space analyzer, and it tells you what's being stored where. It does a lot of things. It identifies space hogs and how much storage those folders are sucking out of your disk. It will analyze your occupied disk space. It will find large files in a given directory. And basically where all your data is going, and you have complete access to this. It's excellent software, very easy to use, doesn't take up any resources whatsoever. And you'll be amazed how many files you have sitting there that do absolutely nothing, that are sucking away your space. I know I had a movie file, home video files, and it was just gigabytes upon gigabytes, and a lot of them were redundant, so I didn't even know that they were on the computer because I forgot. This found it in seconds because it just shows you where all the stuff is. You can do it by chart or graph or pictorial. It works so well, so check that out. And last but not least, this is my app of the day. Other than that Canvas, I love that thing. Where is that here? I got to tell you, this Canvas is also awesome. It's really awesome stuff. Anyway, this is called AnyTrans. This is the ultimate iPhone manager. I myself use this, and I use it often. And what this is, experience lightning fast transfer speeds and the full content access and comprehensive organization features. So what is AnyTrans? It will take in your music files. It will show you your selfies, your instant shots, pretty much everything that's on your phone. But what's very cool about this, let's see here if I could find this. Here's what I like in particular. Enjoy YouTube videos offline, even on a flight. Online videos from YouTube, Vimeo, Vine, and more sites enrich your spare time. And now AnyTrans brings the happiness of one big step closer to you for the first time ever with the little drum roll. Your favorite videos can be batch downloaded directly onto your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod Touch, and computer, and auto-converted perfectly to your iOS devices for offline playback. That is huge. To ensure you the best ever viewing experience, AnyTrans even smartly picks out the optimal resolution for you, and there's no pre-roll ads or any garbage like that. And it's awesome. So you can actually gang load 6 or 7 videos or 6 or 7 YouTube videos. It will convert them for you automatically and put them on your iOS device. Very cool. And it does it, boom, like instantly, one click does it all. So they have a free download, or you can actually buy it now. I'm not sure what the price is. A personal license is $40. This is a great deal. For $60, you get up to 5 PCs and Macs, free priority support. That's 5 units. That's a lot. It's definitely worth it. I have used the free version, and I got to tell you, it works so well, and it's just nice to, I don't know about you, but I have many times loaded a movie on my iPhone or my iPad, got onto a plane, went to play it, and it won't play because I forgot to transcode it. It might been have been in a different format, like an NKV format or an AVI or whatever, and it just won't play. It has to be an MP4, and I just forgot to convert it. If you convert it using this software, if you batch code that or take that in, import that through this AnyTrans will definitely transcode it for you automatically, which will save you a lot of grief. So right now, as a standard operating procedure, what I do is anytime I'm bringing any kind of video whatsoever into any of my iPads or iPods or any of my iOS devices, I automatically use this AnyTrans, and it just transforms it. It converts the videos for me automatically, and it does pick the best resolution, and I've never had a situation when I've used AnyTrans and that video didn't convert for me flawlessly. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am in process of rearranging things here, and I'm going to shortly, another couple weeks, have a new format for the Gadget Professor show. I'm working on that now, and I hope that you will like that when the time becomes ready. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everyone next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.